This is St. Louis Public Radio. Thousands of nursing home residents in Missouri and Illinois have caught the coronavirus in recent weeks, and some have died. That worries families who fear that their loved ones are in danger of being exposed to the virus. But some facilities aren't keeping families informed. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, families and advocates want long-term care facilities to tell them what's going on inside their doors.
It was mid-April when Tim Disler's sister told him that two residents at their mother's nursing home had tested positive for the coronavirus. His sister says she heard it from their mother's doctor, so Disler called and emailed the director of admissions at Del Mar Gardens in Fenton. After a few days, he got her on the phone.
Then I asked her, I said, "Do you have any positive COVID cases at the nursing home?" And she said, "No." And I just kind of stopped and paused for a long time. I'm like, okay, what's really going on here?
Disler called the corporate office in Chesterfield, where an official confirmed that two residents had been infected. Shortly after, a nurse told Disler that his 82-year-old mother had tested positive for the virus.
Yeah, it's just like, what the heck? I mean, we didn't even know she was swabbed, and, you know, what kind of care have you been giving her? And I asked them, is everybody in, like, these protective gowns with the face masks on and everything like that? I said, have you told her? You know, how did she take it?
Disler and many family members want nursing homes to tell them how many residents and workers are infected by the coronavirus and what workers are doing to protect loved ones. Some nursing homes have had major outbreaks. Frontier Health and Rehabilitation in St. Charles has 64 residents who've tested positive and 17 who've died. Edwardsville Care Center in Illinois have at least 54 residents who've tested positive and 12 who've died. It's also hard to know if facilities are taking precautions, since state health inspectors stop visiting facilities to limit exposure to the virus.
Anytime the state takes its eye off nursing homes, they will try to get away with something.
David Terry is an attorney who's represented nursing home residents in the St. Louis area for more than 20 years. He says families need information.
If you're sitting at home and mom or dad needs to go into a nursing home now, you should have the information available to you on what facilities have residents with COVID-19.
Nursing homes will soon have to improve their communication with families. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid plans to require facilities to inform residents and designated family members if other residents or workers test positive for the virus. But how federal officials plan to enforce that is unclear. Many nursing homes have lost employees who've had to quarantine because of exposure to the virus. Marjorie Moore directs Voice, a St. Louis group that advocates for long-term care residents. She says workers are juggling a lot right now.
When you've got staff that's tasked with both answering phones and doing patient care should win out. But at the same time, you've got a lot of family members who have no idea what's going on.
So some advocates are calling for Missouri to publicly identify which facilities have workers and residents who've tested positive for the coronavirus. Lenny Jones is the vice president of SEIU Healthcare, a union which represents nursing home workers in Missouri.
If you're not honest and truthful with the information and sharing it out when it happens, that's when rumors start. That's when fears start that are not based on fact.
Illinois began publicly listing last week which nursing homes have infected residents. And Missouri will start today to identify facilities where at least two people have tested positive. Health officials in both states previously did not want to identify nursing homes because of patient privacy laws. After Tim Disler's mother tested positive for the virus, she was hospitalized for 6 days. Then she was taken back to her room at Del Mar Gardens, but he wishes she'd stayed at the hospital. He's spoken to her on the phone a few times, but sometimes she's too weak to talk.
Yeah, it's hard because we can't see her. We can't, you know, and sometimes we can talk to her and sometimes we can't.
Disler hopes his mother will pull through, but in the meantime, he'll keep calling the nursing home to make sure she's okay. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.